And welcome back to Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, along with my astronomical and astrological assignment editor, Beth McDonald. And I have to say, Beth, my technology is starting to pay off. And Amrita made an interesting comment to me the other day where she says, you know, you seem to resist change. But then once you dive into it, it's like you love it. I mean, I'm sitting here with my little smartphone, and I'm looking at your email dealing with awaken your vision and feed your head. And we'll get into that. And then, of course, there was some other thing that was going on, and I told her the story, and I said, and you know what? I kind of like the new thing. And that seems to be happening to me more and more, whereas before it was a greater resistance and not as much. You know, that's not a bad idea, as opposed to, you know, I'm just going to keep doing it the way I've always done it. And that's really what we're talking about here today in terms of making, I don't even want to use the term turning the corner, but making new choices. And we're spinning off of the interview with Greg Braden last week having to do with making new choices for the, we'll call them the old challenges, because we already know what the old choices get us.
Exactly.
So let's talk about awakening our vision, and then, of course, the concept of feeding your head.
Feeding my head. Yes, that is a lovely homage to Grace Slick and the Jefferson Airplane. You know, in order to vision, you have to be putting new material in to stimulate what's already in there. To stimulate the epiphanies, and if you don't put it in there, God will arrange an incident for you that will bring something in there. And so, you know, yeah. Resistance is somewhat futile. And you know, my grandmother used to say, humans are so funny. You know, they spend half their time praying for change and half their time being upset when it comes. And so, you know, part of what we're doing is embracing the change that has already occurred that we may be a little reticent about or uncomfortable about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're now in, according to Western astrology, which I realize is different from sidereal, but we're now in the energy of the sign of Aquarius, the archetype of the visionary, and visionaries are change agents. And so this is the period of time where it's all about change. We're looking at what we accomplished last year and realizing what we want to change and realizing what we have to do to make this year different. And on the one hand, it's awesome. And on the other hand, if you're a little sweaty under the armpits or a little angry or resistant, you know, work it. Work it. Work it. You know, this is the time for that. This is the time where we're beginning to implement the changes and asking actual and part of it is part of being successful is knowing where you need to ask for help spiritually and recruit help on the material plane. It takes a village.
Yeah, it certainly does. And by the way, coming up February the 2nd is Candlemas or Imbolc, I believe that's how it's pronounced.
Yes, it's also like Mardi Gras Shrove Tuesday, the next day is Ash Wednesday. So, you know, that week is a big week spiritually.
Party, and pray.
Yeah. Celebrate the good.
Yeah.
What we have, you know, I love the New Orleans culture. I love New Orleans funerals. It's like they grieve going in, you know, and then coming out. They're happy and joyous and joyful, you know.
And one other element here before we close that. Here it is. Mars went retrograde in Virgo March on Monday the 23rd. And this is interesting because as I read this, forcing us to focus on being more accurate and precise, especially around our health, physical bodies, and how we are of service to God and to our fellow man. And it's interesting because I've noticed there is more precision, whether it's in my work or doing things at home, where it's like, okay, I have to stack these things just so. Let's do it right the first time so that it doesn't fall over or this or that or the other. It's interesting how I wasn't even aware of this, and yet now that I read this, I'm going, you know, I've been kind of doing that already.
Yes, and for most of us, you know, we're a little bit in tune, you know, and so What I love about using these different spiritual, metaphysical, religious methods mm-hmm. is that it awakens us on a good day
yeah.
to how in tune we already really are.
Yeah. And that's something, too, that we're going to be getting into in future programs is and I believe it was Toni Elizabeth Surra who was on the program. She's been on several times, who has basically stated that there isn't any process of ascension. We're already there. We just have to awaken to that reality. And that's an interesting concept.
Yeah. It to me, it always goes back to the God within.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
there is a God within and a God without.
Yeah.
And they are the same thing, and we just have to cotton to that.
All right. And you can cotton to Beth McDonald and Beth McDonald Consulting by going to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or call 963-0842. Do me a favor, folks. Follow the 0842 on your on your phone pad. It's a backwards question, Mark. And you can ask her questions.
If you have questions, call me.
Call Beth at 963-0842 and BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And as most of you know, we are replayed tomorrow or Sundays on A2Zen.fm. That's the letter A, the number 2, Z-E-N.fm at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So there's a link on the Richard Dugan website to that location if you want to hear it again or you missed it. You don't want to download it. You don't want to clutter your computer up with all these files. Great. And of course, we have the archives as well. You can re-listen as well. Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we will be back.